And this is the Herald Sport page, and it's got a photograph of Team of the Week of Didcot Town U7 Greens. And there are some very charming children, seven of them, all in a line, all grinning. And the main article is, "The U's must fill gaps in transfer window." Oxford United squad ahead of the summer has been confirmed, and there are some glaring holes to be filled. The U's confirmed their retained list last week with 10 players leaving the club after their contracts expire. Matt Bloomfield declared after the regular championship ended that the yellow squad is not in need of an overhaul. However, there are areas that need addressing in the summer transfer window. With only two first-team centre-backs on the books in Michael Hellick and Kieran Brown, the U's are in desperate need of depth in this position. Golding is the only other option, but the academy graduate has not played higher than League Two level for a consistent period and was most recently on loan at Southend United in the National League. Hellick and Brown both offer Championship and League One experience and are a strong duo, but Oxford could do with two central defenders at least to provide cover and competition at the back. We recently suggested Cambridge United standout Kelland Watts as someone in the U's should target. The Yellows have four recognised left midfielders in Aidemo Emekahu, Gion Jinwu, Siriki Dembele and Ferdinand, yet only one on the opposite side in Stan Mills. Decisions must be made on the futures of Dembele and Ferdinand. The former has not featured for United since February the 3rd, and the latter in over a year. Whilst those on the left could do a job on the right if needed, a natural right midfielder should be an area Oxford look at this summer. Links to Wycombe Wanderers wide man Fred Onyenemima have appeared in recent days, with his future up in the air amidst potential U's interest. Whilst Oxford do have two capable options, fans are not struck with much confidence up front heading into next season. Mark Harris has a decent record in League One. He scored 15 goals in his last third-tier campaign when the Yellows were promoted, but only netted 9 across 2 championship seasons with United. Nick Prilic is another, assuming Odonkor will move out on loan or permanently, but he is still somewhat of an unknown quantity after a lack of consistent minutes following his move from Italian side Cagliari. The Slovenian showed some good signs at times, but only managed 1 goal in 24 championship games this season. There is a world where either option hits the ground running, but going into next term with two relatively untrustworthy picks feels too much of a risk. Bringing in a striker with a more recent proven goal-scoring record at the level would be a sensible move by the club.